This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
Good Team on Paper is a show that's just for fun and utilises the values and scoring systems of Fantasy Premier League, but is in no way affiliated to that fine organisation or the Premier League itself. As this is just for fun, you can assume that most of what we say is a joke. If you're not sure whether it was a joke or not, then it probably wasn't a funny joke. Full details of the Good Team on Paper team can be found online. Your home is at risk if you do not keep up repayments. Please gamble responsibly. You had me at hello. Is it still raining? I hadn't noticed.
Undoubtedly, the greatest team the nation has ever seen.
From a yard out, he couldn't hit a barn door with a banjo.
That was as clear as day. The goalkeeper hoping to get on the end of it. And a goal! He watched the ball all the way onto his forehead.
Who should know by now to try and keep his mouth shut if he's not happy with the referee.
What a story they are! Because it's that man's goal that separates the two sides.
You have my permission to scream.
Good Team on Paper on FUBAR Radio.
Woohoo!
Yeah, baby.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Good Team on Paper. It's the show all about fantasy football. And as you can tell from my dulcet Cumbrian tones, Mike, our usual producer, isn't here this week. So
Oh, terrible.
So the lunatics have taken over the asylum. It's only football fans in the studio today. All we're going to talk about is football, non-stop, pure football. Mike can't distract us. Det can't talk about politics. It's football, 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 24 hours a day, Sky Sports News. Sounds good, doesn't it, lads? So I'm joined by...
I'm nodding. Sorry, you can't hear
so,
that.
Yeah,
on the radio.
I probably should introduce nodding. You before. So we've got my very good friend Rob and my even better friend, producer Ali.
We're new friends. I'm fine, thank you.
We're good friends, though, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, it's good. I think you'd say you're probably one of my top three Alis, probably Mohammed and Della would be the other ones, but yeah.
Did you mean Delhi?
Della Ali.
Who's Della Ali?
Delhi Ali. Well, if he owned a deli, it would be called Delhi Ali.
It's Delhi Ali.
It's Delhi Ali, mate.
Is it?
Not Della.
Yeah.
Not Delia.
You're just making that up.
It's Anchibi and Maverick.
Are we in this Anna Shaving thing again? Like?
An Anchibi. Honest to God.
It's just... I think
honest to God, last week never happened, which is a good way, a good thing in so many ways.
All right, so Delhi Alley. If we did, we could have that as a section, like names for shops. If Premier League
Delhi's Alley,
Ali's Delhi, Delhi's Alley. Anyway, I miss Mike. It's kind of like his structure. He's put down here that apparently you can get in touch with us on goodteam@foobarradio.com. I don't know why anybody would use email. I don't know, it'd be way too personal. Whereas if you want to abuse us in a more public way, then we're on @FUBARRadio and @GTOPaper.
And @GoodTeamOnPaper.
Just any combination of those words would probably be fine. #FBR as well, we'll probably pick up on it. We'll retweet anything, to be honest.
Yeah.
We'll like it, we'll mention it, whatever you want. It'd be great. So, it's game week 11, which I can get right, what Mike's talking about, but it's still game week 11, I mean, in that... No football has occurred.
It's fucking internationals.
Bloody internationals. Nobody cares. I think it's actually a bit of a cruel irony this week, isn't it? In that Mike's away, so we can talk about football all the time, but there is no football to talk about.
It's unbelievable.
I know. We could actually do him here for some kind of...
Curse his soul.
Yeah, some kind of scatological references to popular culture. But I don't know, can I talk about anything in football? Can I just make it up? Do you have any strong preferences?
Well, should we just hit the England-Scotland thing?
Yeah.
Should we just briefly discuss that? Yeah. Because as much as, you know, Dean Sturridge? No.
Dean Sturridge.
No, not Dean Sturridge.
If only.
Derby County's Dean
legend.
Sturridge.
Yeah, great stuff.
Daniel Sturridge.
Sorry, can I say, Daniel Sturridge, he's his cousin, isn't he? Dean Sturridge's cousin.
His uncle or something, I think. Is it cousins? Well,
Daniel Sturridge is his uncle in a weird, like, kind of... He's travelled back in time, like, the Terminator.
I realise that now. Yeah, that was wrong.
That would be... No, you're right, but the other way around. Yeah.
But,
unless I'm being racist, no, I'm not related at all. But, like, I don't know.
They're both black and they have the same name. It's almost certainly...
Absolutely certain.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, as much as I think Daniel Sturridge is a cracking striker, what the fuck is he doing in the England team? Because you can't...
Scored a goal?
Well, yeah, but you can't build a team around a guy who... You're at best, you've got a 50-50 chance of him being fit.
He dances well, though. He does dance well.
He did, yeah. I mean, in his goal celebration this time as well, he kind of did like a thing where everybody mobs him and stuff, and you could tell that the goal celebration was naturally finished at that point, but he had to do that trademark dance just so we'll get in like in FIFA.
Oh, like Peter Crouch's chuffing robot.
So I mean, like, he has to get in like FIFA 17, doesn't he, doing like that dance move. Sorry, carry on. I just thought that was really sickened me that he did that as a branding exercise.
Yeah. Yeah, like where's my tag watch?
Yeah, like so when Gareth Bale tried to patent or trademark the heart signal he used to make, which you can patent or trademark a heart is quite loving anything. You have to go through Gareth Bale now. It's like I love you, my wife. # Gareth Bale.
Yeah,
in association with Gareth Bale.
TM.
Sorry, what you've said about Sturridge in a random way?
How many games? He's 27 now. Is Sturridge?
Is he? Yeah.
How many games do you think he started in his career in the Premier League?
Oh, blimey!
Oh God, he's got to be loads. He's been around. He's been playing since a teenager.
I think he started his first game for Man City when he was 18.
Yeah, I thought he'd be like one of the higher, like 300.
Ali?
I don't know. He's been injured an awful lot, so I'd say a couple hundred, 200 maybe?
106.
Wow.
106. He's scored a lot of goals in that time.
Well,
but he's only started 106 games in 9 years.
How many has he come on as a sub? Did you read that?
67, I think it was.
Oh, okay.
You've made that up on the spot, haven't you?
No, I did look on Soccerbase.
Nice.
The best place to get your soccer statistics.
Apart from me.
apart from Bundle, obviously.
Good team on paper. But, # good team on paper, if you agree.
But... Yeah, whilst his goals to game ratio is very good, his games to season ratio is diabolical.
Well, I suppose he didn't really come in to a regular starting spot until he went to Liverpool. That was his problem, wasn't he? You know, Man City and Chelsea didn't write. So that's he's had a lot of.
It was part of his problem, but another part of his problem is he's made of paper.
Yeah,
and you can be as good as you like, but if you're made of paper, he's not good enough to actually warrant holding a spot open for him. Is my point.
Who would you play instead?
I think Austin.
Austin?
I don't know what Charlie Austin's got to do to get in this side.
That's a really interesting point. People always say about Charlie Austin that he's your stand-up guy. He'll do a job for you. But like you say, is he doing enough to warrant a regular
place? He's scored 6 goals in 9 games so far this season.
Yeah, I think he's like the joint top English goal scorer. But he's one of those players who will never really be given a proper chance because he's not a glamorous player, is he? You know, he's doing a great job, but he's kind of come through the leagues. I think even Vardy struggles to get a start. I think he's meant to be starting tonight against Spain, but he's not like a kind of person where you go, oh, yeah, he's done great, so he's going to be in there forever. No, cultured Harry Kane will waltz back in there. Wayne Rooney, so playing for Man United, waltz back in there.
I think we should go to the next... Is it Euros next, or is it World Cup next? I always lose track.
World Cup.
I think he should go to the next World Cup with a front three of Sturridge, Welbeck and Andy Carroll.
Welbeck?
Yeah.
Really?
Because if you're going to pick an injured striker, pick all the injured strikers.
just hedge your bets that one of them will have a resurgence.
Yeah, because like Alan Shearer missed practically 2 full seasons with his knee constructions, right? You hold a slot open for Alan Shearer because it's Alan fucking Shearer.
Yeah, that's true.
But
is knee constructions, is that what just
reconstruct knee reconstruction?
Right. I thought he was like doing a bit on the side like Dean Windass. It's just like I got the knees on again, bloody hell, 30 of them.
And just one more thing, sorry, you were
no, I was just gonna say, is it more political than that though with England? Is it that because sponsors are attached to big name players, people like Sturridge are appearing on Gogglebox? Do you think they get picked because they bring in money?
Quite possibly.
You mean Gogglebox? Oh, was he on the Celebrity Gogglebox?
He was.
Yeah, with the Ox and someone else.
And Vardy, I think.
What, like they live together in the same house?
No, they managed to get them in front of the same TV without any prostitutes or anything.
Right. But what a house that would be. Can you imagine? Like just female bodies strewn everywhere.
Change channel, get banged.
Just, yeah. Shattered dreams.
Yeah.
What would there be in that fridge?
Well, ice packs for Daniel.
Women's heads.
Yeah.
We're going to edit that out.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. There we are. Deck isn't here, but we're doing it.
But just one
it's
more.
It's never Ali allegedly. There we are.
Ali allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Yeah, there we are.
Just one other thing on the international front, and that's apparently Gareth Southgate's going to get given a 4-year contract.
Ooh. Why do they always give them like a 4-year contract?
With a break clause when he proves that Middlesbrough wasn't a fluke, he really is that bad.
It is bad. They're saying that they're kind of impressed by his professionalism, which by that means he's turning up on time and not getting drunk and
that's kind of the minimum standard. So you haven't offered to give anyone inside information. No, you're hired.
Yeah, all he needs to do is just sit there, keep his mouth shut.
He wears a tie.
That's it. Stay in, watch Netflix, don't go out, and you'll collect $4 million a year, whatever it is.
But and thing is, at first I was like, oh well, that lacks ambition. But then the more I thought about it, the more I thought, do you know what? It's actually a fairly fair reflection of where England are, because, let me use Ready Steady Cook as an example.
Nobody has used Ready Steady Cook. Okay. Is that still on?
It hasn't been on for a few years. But the point is that if you have a bag that contains leeks and capers and an onion, right, it doesn't matter if you've got Gordon Ramsay. It's still going to taste pretty shit, right?
Yeah. Yes. What, so you might as well.
So, and I, yes, England football team, I'm equating you to leeks, capers, and an onion.
There's going to be some curry.
And that
they're
water,
lucky to get that.
That leaking water at the bottom that you get from rotting veg, that's you, Henderson.
Why, Henderson? Why? Pull him out. It's not fair. He's doing a great job in the difficult circumstances. Sorry, carry on.
He's doing a competent job under simple circumstances.
So I tell you the thing, just to digress on Ready, Steady, Cook. You know what used to really annoy me on Ready, Steady, Cook? Is that they bring in like all these random ingredients that somebody's bought, but then you find out that they're like, oh, so I make a pie like with all this flour and like seasoning that I've got out the back and like and some cheese and some milk. So I'm like, well, that's you making a pie with whatever they have coming in.
What's of
really
greater concern is the lack of attention paid to the counting system, what where he'd just have a look and go, that's basically green. There's more green than red there.
Yeah.
Greens win. That could have decided the US election. Yeah, if we're going to do that, oh, it looks like there's more people over there. No, they're just fatter.
It was always like, there are some green peppers there, some green tomatoes. Who am I going to blow off in the green room afterwards?
Yeah, here's Percy
allegedly,
Pepper.
Allegedly, yes.
I digress. I just wanted to at least talk about the football that has happened, because it wasn't that inspiring, was it?
No, it
Scotland.
Really.
Scotland did very well. I think if Robert Snodgrass had the pace of anyone with pace, really, he would have been the best player on the pitch.
If you are a former contestant on Ready Steady Cook and would like to get in touch to reminisce about the good times and your failed celebrity career, then
dish the goss.
There we are. It's at FUBAR Radio. It's at GTO Paper. Anything you want, really.
It's hashtag GTO Paper.
Hashtag GTO Paper.
But we're at Good Team on Paper.
But we're also at GTO Paper.
Are we?
Yeah, there's like a really complex kind of prism of social media mentions going on now. But it doesn't matter, because to be honest, nobody's tweeted us or liked us or anything. So the ramifications of a dual account social media strategy haven't come in.
It's perhaps they're all tweeting at GTO Paper.
That's it.
And there's a paper company in Pennsylvania going, what the fuck are these guys on about already?
Soccer.
Who's Jamie Vardy?
We can only hope. We can only hope that is the case. But
well, so this time of year, there's a guy whose Twitter handle is at John Lewis, and he always gets about a million
tweets
saying, love your Christmas ad. From at I'm a fucking drongo.
I was actually thinking that we would create some kind of video with Daniel Sturridge coming out like the little girl in the John Lewis one, and it's kind of like Jamie Vardy just frolicking, like holding a pint on the trampoline. You know, that could be quite good. Although it could be like anything. So Harry Kane, you know, he gets injured and goes away just for 1 minute, and he comes back, and Charlie Austin's like doing a competent job up front, bouncing away on his trampoline. But Charlie Austin's not good enough in the air, so the analogy wouldn't have worked. I've got some interesting Scotland facts that give hope to Scotland for the international league.
Okay.
I've got a bit of an international stat attack later.
Stat attack!
Yeah, I have. Shall I do it now?
Yeah, go on then.
Shall I do it now?
Yeah.
Well, breaking with tradition.
It ruins the flow later. Look at the horrendous ruffling of papers as we go to page six of the script. Did you know that the first ever hat-trick in international football was scored by a Scottish player? Imagine that. Look how the mighty have fallen.
Were they playing themselves?
Oh, and he's got an incredibly Scottish name as well.
Yeah. So out of so basically of any team internationally, there's a Scottish player. So Tommy Ross of Ross County. And it only took 1 minute and 30 seconds. Was playing Nairn County at the time, November 1964, an absolute classic year, of course, for fantasy football.
Hang on, that's not the first ever hat trick. The first ever hat trick is. Did you say 1864 or 1964?
Oh, sorry. So the first hat trick in an international game was by a Scottish player, John McDougall. I've got two pages stuck together there. That's really professional.
We know what you've been doing.
I was just like, oh, God, stat attack about international Scottish football. So the first hat trick in an international game was by Scottish player John McDougall against England on the 2nd of March 1878. Dear me, so just imagine that. If John McDougall had been up front, then maybe the England-Scotland game could have been a very different story.
Mm.
Or perhaps, well, judging on 1878 fitness standards,
yeah,
he probably would have been much use. But although he could kick one of those really heavy footballs at the time, so I'd imagine his kind of upper calf strength would be pretty strong.
And the Brill Cricketing Brigade, led by old Jordan there, they fit right in.
They fit right in, yeah. Jordan Henderson has got the haircut of a kind of a 1950s footballer, an 1870s footballer.
An 1870s child abuser.
He'll need a kind of ill-advised, well, you could have a pencil moustache in those days.
And just for clarification, I meant the sort of man who abuses a child as in with the rod, not with his rod.
No, in Victorian times that was perfectly acceptable.
Yeah. Is it, you beat children until they do what they're told.
Yeah, you don't beat in front of children.
Sorry, I was getting flashbacks.
Yeah. Well, until 1878, this is kind of like Doctor Who based molesting story. Did Doctor Who molest you, Ali, and take you back to 1878?
No, I was talking about my dad, but no.
Oh well, at least you've got stories about your own dad, whereas I've only got stories about Mike's dad, so you know, at least it's a bit closer to home. But I feel like I've digressed on.
But yeah, Tommy Ross's hat trick was the fastest hat trick.
Ah, that was what I was.
But it was against those footballing giants, Nairn County.
1 minute.
Isn't that one of those people that supply Christmas hampers?
Nairn County. Yeah, they branched out from football during the late 1980s. But 1 minute 30 seconds. Dear me, that's faster than the time it takes me to open up a can of cider after I can't get my fingernails underneath the lid.
What that means as well is that, like, these days you watch a game and there's often like at least a minute between a goal being scored and kickoff happening because they're celebrating and then they're ambling and you're like, I hope the referee's adding this on.
Yeah.
And they never are. They never are.
They're not sitting there with a calculator just going, like, no. Hang on, carry the one.
Because as well, here's, sorry, just to digress further away from the original point, when the board goes up at 90 minutes and it says 5 minutes of time added on, right, and then they make a substitution and then there's a free kick and then there's a goal, and you're like, you should then play till about 8 minutes because of all the time that's been wasted. No, they still blow at 95 minutes and you're like,
when was the last time you saw 2 minutes of extra time at the end of the first half?
It's rare, isn't it?
I can't even remember it ever happening.
But when do you ever see more than 5 minutes added on at the end of a game?
Only when there's been a very serious injury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you sometimes get the 11 minutes. But the point is,
I wonder what the longest amount of time added on.
Let's ask Alice Ferguson. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, if anybody knows, then hashtag us.
In a Leeds game earlier this season, the first half was 62 minutes long.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to look at that.
Longest 62 minutes of my bloody life.
Talk amongst yourself, everybody, as I Google. But, as I try to remember the passcode.
But the point is, and I'm saying this to you, Keith Hackett, leader of the referees, I believe. Yeah. Is he leader of the referees?
You make it sound like some kind of ancient civilization.
If you're going to say 5 minutes is the minimum amount of stoppage time, make 5 minutes the minimum amount of stoppage time and add on further stoppages to it, please.
But then you're saying that football matches are 95 minutes long.
No, if they're saying, if they hold up the board and it says 5 minutes, that is the minimum.
Minimum.
Mm.
Yeah, because stuff can happen in those 5 minutes.
Exactly. Shit goes down.
To tell you what's really disappointing, I've Googled that and it said that the longest ever football game was 120 hours long. And I was like, that sounds incredible. But it's like, it's a special charity game where there were 3,000 players.
That's
ruined
ridiculous.
It for everyone. It's ruined it for Wikipedia. It's ruined it for me because everybody's like, oh, it was really interesting. It was like, you know, 100 of them. They're like, no, We're going to do a special game of our own rules.
On international games and records as well, there was a World Cup qualifier many years ago. Vietnam, Thailand, or something like that. Football in powerhouses, basically. And one team was losing 3-1 in the 90th minute.
Yeah.
And they won 4-3 without it going to extra time.
Dear me. Sounds astonishing. I love the way we're just leaving some... I'm just telling you. Just to consider
Let that sink in.
Yeah, just to really consider
Let that sink in. You're 3-1 down in the 90th minute.
Yeah, right.
You're in the car to avoid the traffic. Because that ring road's murder at this time of night.
Yeah.
You
would do with...
You hear a scream. So you go, ooh.
Oh,
so
maybe.
You pop your head back round.
Yeah.
What they're doing? Oh, they're planting the ball back on the centre circle. We're in with a chance of a draw here.
But there's a really officious steward saying you can't come back in without the original ticket receipt.
Yeah.
That serves you right. Yeah, that'd be good. Ali, do I have time to talk about something else before we go into the international break? Sorry, the ad break.
Hey.
The ad break. Yeah, of course you can.
Can I?
Yeah, of course.
He's much more forgiving than Mike.
Than the sadist Mike. That's a shame because Mike would have said no and I would have had time to think about what I was
going to say.
Do you
want me to say no? I can say no.
Yeah, say no, then there's an ad break.
Okay, we're going to go to an ad break.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
Hi, I'm former American footballer Landon Donovan. That is, I'm an American who played football. I didn't play American football. Well, I did at high school. Hang on. Let's start again. Hi, I'm former US soccer star Landon Donovan. You might remember me from my two successful loan spells at Everton, where I was named Player of the Month in January 2010. During my time in England, I fell in love with your cuisine, most notably your kebabs. Delicious bread, spicy sauce, and suspicious meat. They're amazing. That's why I brought my own mobile take on England's national dish to your great capital. If you're hungry, why not get a kebab from Landon Donovan's London Donovan? And just like I said to Yakubu and Louis Saha when I arrived at Everton, I'm here to assist you.
FUBAR Radio presents...
When We Waffle with Terry Reiner, Cat Fox and Laurie Peters.
Would you... She's looking at me now. She's thinking, for fuck's sake, Ronnie, hurry up. Listen, FUBAR Radio, of a Thursday, from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, that's Laurie Peters, Cat Fox and Terry Minor, with their brilliant award-winning podcast, if you will, When We Waffle. Listen to it.
Every Thursday.
When We Waffle with Terry Minor, Cat Fox and Laurie Peters.
From 12 p.m. on FUBAR Radio. Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
Sorry, I wasn't laughing at the brilliant adverts. I was just laughing at our own brilliance during the break.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the listeners will never hear that either.
You've lost forever.
You are missing gold.
Yeah. If you want to tune into Good Team on Paper Extra, please tweet us at least 10,000 times to get the budget in on... anything really. Maybe at FUBAR Radio.
Yeah.
I'd probably convince them to have a go at it. So you were talking about you were inspired by Landon Donovan.
Landon
one of our
Donovan.
Great advertisers.
Yeah, made me think, fuck you, America.
Oh,
what the absolute fuck were you thinking? I mean, I warned of this last Tuesday. I said we were doing the equivalent of fiddling while Rome burned.
I wasn't doing anything of the sort.
But, I mean, it's... To put it in footballing terms, right? This is when Leeds United hired David Hockaday.
That is a great reference, yeah. It's
David
exactly
Hockaday,
like
who... I mean, Leeds United, undoubtedly in the past, one of the giants of European football.
I appreciate that.
I think America, one of the giants of Western politics.
Right,
I think we can argue that.
On a good day, but can America do it on a rainy night in Serbia?
Yeah. And David Hockaday was the man responsible for taking Forest Green to their lowest position in years.
Oh, God.
And we hired him as our manager in very recent history, in the last 2 years.
Is that during Cellini's reign?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cellino. Bless him. But, I mean, it's... I think the thing is... It's... They're putting... They keep telling us about how we'd be speaking German if it wasn't for them. And all that. And what it seems is that they've saved us so that they can be the ones who destroy us.
Yeah. They're selfish like that, aren't they? Do you reckon that America still holds a grudge from the American War of Independence?
Well, they won, technically.
Yeah, but...
I mean, I'd call it a score draw.
From our occupation of America, like Afghanistan is forever hateful of everybody because they've been occupied so many times. Do you think that they are going against their former masters?
That's why they still have the Second Amendment. They have the Second Amendment because of that whole affair, that whole shebang.
I like all the amendments, but just refresh my memory of the second one. Yeah. I can't remember the order, can you, Ali?
That's,
you
know, the one. The fifth one. Yeah. I like the fifth one. The fifth one's a good
fifth
one.
One's good one, yeah.
The Second Amendment is the right to go into a primary school and shoot kids.
Good.
With an assault rifle.
Good.
That's the right that every American has, because if you try and take their gun off them, I mean, that basically, you know, the best way to stop a psychopath killing kids with a gun is to arm all children. That's the argument.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. There was like a program on TV at the moment. Camera was about a gun shop.
Yes, it's on Channel 4 a couple of weeks ago. It's very good.
Yeah, I mean, don't watch them. Listen to us. But, yeah, you know, like they get enough listeners. But I remember the young kids who can hardly like hold a gun.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
kind of being thrown back by the recoil, and that seems to be a good thing.
But there was a wise man once said that the right to bear arms is only slightly more ridiculous than the right to arm bears.
Good.
And
I've got a T-shirt that has the right to bear arms with a bear hugging a man,
and
it's very witty.
And there is, of course, the guy, the Robert, whatever he's called, who played Jaws.
Oh, who, what the shark who played
the
Jaws?
Man in Bond?
Oh, sorry, Rob Schneider, or the man in the suit swimming furiously, being good.
And when he was in Happy Gilmore, he wore a T-shirt that said "Guns don't kill people." I kill people.
It's very good.
And
maybe the key to ending terrorists coming into schools and that is to arm each child with metal teeth.
Mm.
Just so, because you imagine they'd be really small and they just go for your ankles. It'd be really terrible. They're like piranhas.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, this is a nightmare. And like, the more I think about this, the more horrendous this is. I can't get this out of my head.
But I think on behalf of the British people, America, your independence has been revoked. Please hand the keys back in to Queen Elizabeth II just after Barack Obama has decided to leave the White House. Lock it up nice and tight.
Yeah.
And,
I think that it's good that there are no prominent American footballers anymore, like Landon Donovan or in the Premier League.
Alexi Lalas, Roy Wegerle.
Oh, wow. Classics, that is. The depth of your knowledge is incredible.
Like, but Tiny Tim.
Yeah, Tim Howard's gone now. I mean, obviously, there's Bradley. What is he called? Brad
Walsh?
No.
Friedel?
No, the manager.
Brad Bobley.
Brad Bobley, yeah. I knew it was Bob Bradley, but I knew that you had a very specific term that you were trying to get. I was like Bobby Firmin.
It's going to catch on.
Yeah, I was really trying to get you in. Well, it's a good job that they're not in there. But shall I tell you about some of the players that would be in fantasy football?
Let's talk.
Should we do that?
Let's talk fantasy football.
I mean, we haven't finished on the international break. We're going to go back to it later in a kind of structure that doesn't really work. But we were talking at the moment. I mean, Landon Donovan, Tim Howard are two candidates for this. We were talking about, as there's no dream team from last week because there are no games, what would be the all-time dream team in the fantasy Premier League?
The dream team.
Nice, yeah. Nice, we're still good. Yeah. So you did that when we needed it, so note that, Mike.
Badly missed.
So I had, badly missed, but I had a really weird thing today, and I was walking past in Canary Wharf, and my wife...
That's in London's financial district, people.
Yeah, welcome. All listeners from all regions are welcome, but mainly in affluent London. Mm. And I saw Neil Razor Ruddock. And I was thinking
it's difficult not to see him. He's a big lad.
He's a big lad. Legend, big lad. And I like the fact he's not ashamed of the fact that, you know, he likes a bit of beer and likes a bit of food. And I thought to myself, I was thinking, like, you know what? Because obviously we're doing the show tonight, Premier League. I was like, oh, you'd be just my type of player in fantasy football. Might not get, like, that many goals, but, you know, as a person who, you know, with me, it's like, because I don't pick any players in the top four or rival Liverpool.
Yeah.
For me, it's what the players represent. And for he would be the absolute representation of the football I like. Hoof it into the stands, good, honest professional.
Score with a header and almost knock yourself out.
That would be that is great. You know, big forehead for getting those big headers in. And then 5 pints afterwards, fish and chips across from on the outfield rolled on the way back.
Arguing with fans.
That would be it. So he would be one of my players for a must-have in a fantasy football team that encapsulates what I love from the game. And I thought that might be quite fun.
Yeah.
You know, if we went through it. I mean, it will at least it'll feel... 10 minutes. Nope. I feel like in a game, you know.
At least we could do a whole show about that.
We could do. In fact, we probably should. Like when there's no football again, or just in general. So shall I go through my picks?
Go for it.
Shall we argue them as we go along? Or
I think that, yeah, you should actually, yeah. So in goal, Neville Southall.
Oh, that's a strong shout. Yeah. I mean, he's fantastic, and I'd add Nigel Martin into the mix because he was a clean sheet maestro. Nigel Martin,
Chris Wood, Nigel Martin, Neville Southall, just top international goalkeepers.
There's only two Andy Gorhams.
I wanted a little mention for Schmeichel because he got
Casper or
Michael Schmeichel.
That would be incredible. I really hope he has a cousin called Michael Schmeichel. Like, if there is anybody out there called Michael Schmeichel, who owns that?
How tempted was he to call his kid Michael?
If they don't own that Twitter handle, we're going to
go out on a limb and say you're talking about Peter.
Yeah, Peter Schmeichel. He was the first person to reach 100 clean sheets in 97-98. Stat attack.
I love the classic shot of him coming at Stat Attack. That was really good. I like that. It's quite sensual. I love that image of him coming out with just properly arms
starfishing.
Yeah, starfish straight out. Ready. And the way he used to slap down.
Yeah.
It's a great.
The best bit was when Andy Gray used to go, oh, he's making himself bigger, the box.
And Andy Gray has proved himself to be. And Andy Gray, used that in a very weird sense.
He knows how to make himself big in a box, doesn't he? But also, two abiding memories of Schmeichel are him just falling on his back as Philippe Albert lobbed him in the 5-0.
Wonderful.
And then him needing counselling after watching David Booth's leg fall off.
Oh, God, yeah.
He threw up on the pitch.
Did he?
Yeah, that's not professional.
Well, onto his leg that had come off.
Yeah.
And that's like St. John's Ambulance. David Booth just wiped it down.
His wound got infected with puke. It was because he's Danish, it's all bacon and pastries.
Is that when his big red nose that did it turn grey from fright?
I've distracted you from your team.
So I'm loving it. So goalkeeper.
I think there's several good shouts.
I think
in
we
there.
Agree on Michael Schmeichel.
Michael Schmeichel as
the one in. So defenders, obviously, I'm playing 4-4-2 because this is a classic formation.
Okay.
Of course. I'm going to go through it. So Ian Hart, David Unsworth.
Oh, good choice.
Yeah, great choice.
Yeah.
Julian Dix. And Razor Neil Ruddock 5 points after the game. What a legend.
They all took free kicks and penalties, didn't they?
This is the thing.
Yeah.
Yes, God, it's so great to have you on the show. Yes, Mike, you do. They did say that. So Ian Hart, going to get you.
At his peak, he had a better ratio than David Beckham in terms of scoring from free kicks.
With the ladies or with the... Oh, no.
Undoubtedly not with the ladies. He's got a face like a clenched arse. as Ian Hart. I loved him dearly in a Leeds shirt until everyone figured out, oh, all you have to do is run and he's fucked.
Yeah.
he's like a pug.
Yeah, just twirl. You can twirl it into the top corner as long as you like. But if you're conceding six in your turn, because you can't turn.
But he's got a left foot like a traction engine.
There we are.
Shall I tell you as well a good example of how bad his pace was? Noel Solano used to do him every time. Every time we played Newcastle. You'd just go, I wonder what's going to happen. Oh, they're just going to do Noel Solano running at Ian Hart.
Was Norberto Solano, when he was playing, was he 40 even then? He always looked like a really old man. With
he's
him,
one
like
of those with
person.
A questionable birth certificate.
He was one of those ones. He's like, absolutely, I'm 21.
Great player, Keegan. Though. He must have been close to this.
Oh, he actually, as a midfielder, that is a really great shout because he used to have regular assists. That I'm ashamed to not even put. I'm sorry, Norberto.
He was great with a dead ball as well.
He was. What? I didn't realise he had that injury. But if Norberto Solano, thank you. If Norberto Solano wants to respond to, I would imagine, the fantastic video made of that later, then if he wants to tweet us on at Fubar Radio, hashtag GTO Paper, hashtag FPL, at GTO Paper, whatever you want, Norberto, to be honest, we'll find you. We'll follow you.
And
we'll
maybe let us know what guinea pig actually tastes like.
I know that, actually.
Because it is the national dish of Peru.
Ooh, okay.
I can tell you, I know that. I'm not boasting. I'm not one of those gapier people. I went when I was older. under the steam of my own money, not the bank of mum and dad, just like my fantasy football team, and a good, honest professional.
Is there a point on the horizon?
There is. And I'm just saying that, like, the guinea pig, it tastes, I know they always say it tastes like fried, like chicken, but it tastes like KFC properly because they really crisp it up. And it comes out with, like, it, you realise it's actually just a really furry big rat. So if you take all the hair of it, it's just got like a rat-like face. And it came out like kind of with its eyes, with its kind of sunken eyes and its massive jaws open. With,
and you,
like,
still
tiny,
ate it.
Tiny hands looking at me, like it was screaming at me. And the way they cook them is that, generally this is true, they get a really hot metal rod, they poke it up their arse, I believe, while they're still alive, and then they barbecue them. So its last look is...
Nigel Farage does that.
Actually, its look when it was served to me was very much like Nigel Farage. Just going, there we are. But so that's a fact. What were we talking about?
Your midfielders.
Midfielders, yeah. So I've got fried guinea pig in the midfield, Nigel Farage. No, I've gone for any dissent, by the way, on defenders, or have I just nailed it?
I think certainly with the first three, I can understand you've put Neil Roddick in partly because you met him today and you're scared.
I'd just be a legend. I'd love him to tweet us. I'd love it if we beat him. Neil Ruddock.
He used to work here.
He's cleaner.
In what? He's very expensive. So what did he used to do here?
He used to do a football show here.
What, there was a football show before we came?
Honestly, I've just had a total Men in Black moment, completely forgotten. Never mind, let's carry on.
What was it about?
Football.
Oh, yeah. What, here's a unique take. Well, if Neil wants to come in, you know.
I might be off that week, Neil.
Did he leave under really bad circumstances?
No, not at all.
He scythed through the...
he used to come in here after spending the majority of the day in the pub. One day he came in and he was wearing a monokini, and that was all.
Nice.
Oh, nice. I'll tell you, if Neil Razor Rudder would love to come in and be a guest, he'd be very welcome. I think he had like some kind of wolf or something. He was advertising like a sport betting site, which I thought was a great choice of sport exchange, as they were called. Don't call in and be a sponsor. We've got the cider coming in. We're on our own steam now from those click-through rates. But he's doing this thing, and I just thought that is a brave modern brand to choose, you know, Razor Ruddock. But I actually saw it and I thought I would go for that just because I think he's a legend. Anyway, so thanks, Neil. Please come back.
The only thing I would have changed, perhaps, on your team, I agree with your four choices, but I would have gone for Stuart Pearce just because he's a legend.
Is he Premier League era?
Yeah,
most definitely.
Was it? He's the first few years for Forest and then West Ham. Yeah.
And then Man City in between. Or after.
He may have done.
He
is, isn't he? Is that, I always get the impression
of
him.
He was manager of Man City at one point.
He was. Just imagine that now. Jesus. Can you imagine that, all the... Qatari or Bahraini millions coming into Stuart Pearce, just buying David Batty, even though he's 45.
Hey, don't knock Batty.
No, that'd be fine. But
he wouldn't have scored many points.
But he'd
have put a shift in.
He'd force you to put him into his fantasy team. But I mean, I think Stuart Pearce, I always have an impression of him as being like a proper 1950s footballer. I can't reconcile him. And Euro 96 would have been the absolute, like...
And still drives the Metro he bought when he was 18.
Yeah, he was 70 for Euro 96, but he still could get the penalty in and give that celebration. But well done, Stuart. If he wants to come in, imagine Stuart Pearce and Neil Razor Ruddock on one show.
Oh,
that would be twice as many celebrity guests as we've had.
No.
No, because
we haven't had one yet.
Yeah, we had Jürgen Klopp.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well.
Yeah. And Ian Wright.
And Ian Wright. So it'd be the same amount again. So that would be twice as many, sort of. I'm confused. Let's move on. Midfield.
So, although Julian Dix, I just want to say, great West Ham player and used to nail it in the top corner as a defender. Great. So midfield, Paul Scholes. It hurts me. I wouldn't have picked him because obviously he played for Man United. But
it's difficult not to, isn't it? He scored 100 and what? Ever goals in the Premier League and stuff.
Yeah, not really super. And I do enjoy him on that, now that they do that programme about him managing, being the chairman of Salford.
Yeah.
And just see him still as miserable as ever. He's just such a miserable man.
Yeah, but boy, could he hit a volley.
That's true. He was a stunning player.
And then there was that time where he got tackled and he fell on the ground and his little penis popped out of his shorts.
His little ginger penis.
little ginger willy just peeking out, having a look.
I thought that's how he got like all of the housewives on his side. It's like, oh, look at all the old ladies. Oh, look at that little willy.
And just in case you fancy doing a video of this, Ali.
Oh, don't make me do that.
Let's just reminisce about Paul Scholes' tackling technique.
Oh, God.
Because I think he's got something akin to colour blindness, where he can't tell the difference between ball and kneecap.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they always said, oh, that's a proper Paul Scholes tackle, jovially, as he almost ended another player's career.
Oh, Roy Keane with another Paul Scholes side tackle, you little scam.
Yeah. Because, my God, that kid, for all the talent, and we were always being told that technically he was the best English player that anyone had ever seen and stuff like that, but fuck me, he could not tackle, could he?
No, and quite often you could tell it was an act of retribution.
He had a bit of the ginger in him, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. Don't need to tell me, my wife's ginger.
Oh, so.
My brother's ginger.
So yeah, but
like,
thing is
that better? Or like, I no, feel like I've no, trumped you.
See,
there.
Here's, no, the, no, thing. Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Donald trumped you.
Girls, girls aren't ginger. Girls are redheads.
Yes,
that's true.
Boys are ginger
my
pricks.
Proper.
That's the thing. Apart from Steve Davis,
yeah,
who I would imagine is just lovely. And yeah, a bit chestnutty.
My brother does look a bit like Paul Scholes, but he's got a much larger penis. And it's a shame, well, it doesn't run
no,
in the family,
no,
though.
No,
shame,
do you know what?
Real shame.
I've got a theory about that. God's compensation. You got ginger hair, but look down. Oh, yeah, there you go, yeah, son. Well. Yeah, there you go.
Orange candy flush.
If you're ginger and you've got an above-average-sized penis, why not call in?
Yeah, if you want to tweet in, you can get us GTO paper.
You can get us on deck at grindr.net.
In fact, Mark, my brother, as you probably should have followed us anyway, because you should be doing it, if you want to tweet in, it'd be great to hear from you, to be honest. I haven't been to you for a while.
You weren't at the wedding.
No.
It's all political.
Shall I go for my next? So my next two, we're talking about England legends, but difficult ones. I've gone for Gerrard and Lampard. Oh, I reckon I could solve that midfield conundrum. Even
yeah, I could as well. Drop Gerrard.
Yeah, 100%.
Why? Frank Lampard was massively superior.
Yeah, much better player.
What do you mean?
Because
we've only got 20 minutes left. This is going to be a real debate.
No, you see, you've just been outvoted. That's how democracy works. Yeah. We've learned that what happens is when two people disagree with one person, that one person has to shut up forever, no matter how unreasonable.
That's good.
No,
how do you solve a problem like Frank Lampard?
No, I just think Frank Lampard, his pass accuracy was far superior. His penalty kick ratio was better. His
Can
goal scoring
that,
was better.
Stat attack.
I always thought that the problem in that setup when they were saying how do you play the two of them, you don't. You just play Lampard.
But on a fancy football where you've got Steven Gerrard, who pretty much did 95% of Liverpool's work at the time, he'd be getting star player every week. He'd be
well, he took
assists,
all their corners and their penalties after he dived to win them.
This is, I'd say, the problem people often make with fancy, the problem people take with fancy football is that they pick a team that they think would be a genuine one on the pitch. So you wouldn't pick Gerrard and Lampard because they won't work together.
But you were the one that introduced the issue.
No, this is what I'm saying. But so I'm saying that this is the way in which I would do it, because you would pick a team of all left backs, obviously, in the real world. But it's really frustrates me, actually. Some people go, oh, well, you can't have like those four defenders because you've got four left backs. I'm like, oh. I'm like, no, it's a game. This is like, it's not a proper thing. Although, if you wanted to keep Pierre to it, I will actually set up a team myself that does that with any players from any team, and I'll still be better than 95% of the people out there.
That's a bold claim.
Yeah. I'm getting really bold. I've had two cans of cider now. Bring it up. After that Gerrard snub, which I'm really annoyed about.
Well, we should probably wrap this up before we go to another break.
Okay, so final one. So up front, I've got Robin Van Persie. Just going to go, Van Persie. When a girl says no, Molester.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Mark Viduka. And just going back to my midfield, you've always got to have a wild card in fantasy football, I say. Juninho. Yeah, what a fantastic player.
He was amazing.
And everything.
Yeah, I saw him live. I had the pleasure of seeing him live, and he was probably the most talented footballer.
Did he play all the hits?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. I'm going to run to you.
I'm going to run round you, Neil Rudder.
The goal from Ipanema.
Oh, the goal from Ipanema.
Yeah, that'd work.
Yeah, that'd be good. That was good, that.
He came from Rio and he got relegated in Middlesbrough.
He was a great player in a bad team. That's always I like in my team. But
do you know who relegated them? Leeds United.
Hooray! Oh.
Up yours, Ravenelli.
And I know we need to go on Abbey, but any dissent on their choices, or are we going to agree that they're great?
I think you've got to have Terry Henry in there, but I in Terry not Henry, in place of Mark Viduka.
Terry Henry would be great.
I had one dispute. Just one player that I would like to have brought in, and that was Matt Letizia.
Oh, Letiz. Oh, great
shout. What a great shout. A good player in a bad team of the thing. I mean, if anybody has a different opinion.
One of the greats.
It'd be great. If anybody's got a different opinion, this is genuinely something we would like to hear about.
Yeah.
Not like usual where we say it for the sake of it. Mm. At Fubar Radio, hashtag GTO paper, or just email us goodteam@fubarradio.com.
Cool. Okay, let's go to an ad break and we'll be right back.
Excellent.
Good team on paper
on Fubar Radio.
Fubar Radio presents
The Hannah Whitten Show.
Lucy Moon in the studio.
Hello,
with me.
Hello, thank you for having me.
I'm so worried that I'm bad at kissing. I never know what to do with my tongue. Just talk to whoever you're kissing, and you can do it in like a cute, sexy way as well, where you're like, this is how I enjoy kissing. Or you can be like, hey, will you show me how you like to be kissed?
See,
like,
I was never that open.
And then, I've done this before with people, it's so cool.
Kissing's fine.
I love kissing.
One year I kissed over 40 people.
So when you're like a teenager at all these parties.
Yeah, I was 14.
Oh my god.
Every Wednesday.
The Hannah Whitten Show.
From 6 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, I am Stephen Hawking. When I am not sciencing, I like to play fantasy football. I have joined the good team on Paper Min League, and currently have more points than Bundo. Can you beat me? Join the league. The code is 636. 727-790-456. Bring it on, pussies.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
They've got to take on Hawking. Come on, he is the new hot player on the league. Come on, take him on.
That reminds me of a great bit by Steve Coogan alter ego Paul Karff, when he said everyone's really mean to David Beckham, saying he's stupid and stuff. But I think that's unfair, because they don't say Stephen Hawking, shit at football.
That is true. David Beckham also welcome in the league. Let's settle that debate once and for all. Who would be the best fantasy football league manager, Beckham or Hawking?
Yeah.
It'd be great. Like, imagine Hawking had all
the giants.
He'd have all the fixtures out on the table, like going through them in a mathematical way, but no, it's, well, somebody else would have. I think he'd just get people like to point at the fixtures. Really great. I might hire somebody
great
to do
at musical
that.
Statues.
I might hire somebody to do that. Perhaps Mike, you can just point at my fixtures. And
thing is though, I fear that if David Beckham came into the studio, I'd just end up, I think if you look directly at him, you become transfixed.
Yeah, he's a very beautiful man. Yeah. Whereas with Stephen Hawking, you kind of probably going to look away like you do with most disabled people.
Oh god.
So we've got
we need a dump button.
So back to the international news. We are going to come on and do like a few predictions, but we have to talk about international, don't we, because there's no Premier League football. Great moment from the international break. Eden Dzeko pulling down a player's shorts and getting sent off for it.
I did not see this.
Yeah. Oh,
this was brilliant.
It was weird because he was trapped between his legs, as happens once in a while.
Are you talking about when you pretended to be a girl?
And he was scrambling.
What, his pants were trapped behind his legs? His balls?
Dzeko was on the floor, trapped between the guy's legs. The guy was making no attempt to move. So he just pulled his shorts down. And I didn't think that was a red card offence, in fairness. He didn't expose his striker, his front three.
But it didn't, as he was down then, surely if his arms were trapped from here, he would have to use his teeth to pull the shorts down. Just like in
he
a
didn't
kind
say
of,
his arms were trapped.
All right, I felt like it'd be like in just the manner of like, you know, he's in a strip club and she's got chocolate panties on, he's just going up like that. Just a bit of a nibble, like a whale surge feeding. You know, you go up, take the plankton, go back down.
Yeah, maybe.
Lifeboat's great moment. I just like the fact that the player that he did it to in Greece versus Bosnia was called Kyriakos Papadopoulos.
Oh, I think we're going to have another.
Yeah, we'll have to go over
it's
that.
Papadopoulos,
again.
Papadopoulos,
isn't it? Papadopoulos. Mate.
Yeah.
What is your issue with foreign names? Yeah. Jesus.
Papadopoulos.
It's Papadop. D-O-P.
Moussaka Papadopoulos. That's how it's done.
You're calling him hummus.
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 Hummus. Couscous.
House mouse. Couscous.
You Greek yogurt. With Pooney. I just thought that was an interesting moment. Other moment is interesting. Thomas Muller saying that minnows like San Marino shouldn't be allowed to play them because they might get injured. I think he's got a fair point.
Yeah, but that's how football is. And that's just, I mean, you know, you can't really, you know, if you'd won World War II, yes, that it would just be the German Reich versus whoever, but you didn't, and so we've got what essentially a free Europe.
Yeah.
And San Marino have earned their spot. I mean, up until a couple of months ago, they had the fastest ever World Cup goal.
Yeah, I mean, if Grandad Muller had held his line at Ypres, then you know there would have been a different result.
Oh, you're going right back to World War One,
just yeah.
old school.
Well, we all know that World War Two was only a direct consequence of the issues of Europe not being solved in World War One.
World War One was the footballers' World War as well.
That was
it?
That's one where you've got a truce, you play football. Mm. Whereas in World War Two, you have a truce, there's a horrendous nuclear incident, and you all die. So, but I thought it was interesting.
And then things got dark, Ali.
Yeah, because the thing about that is that if you start saying you can pick and choose your opponent, it becomes the thing like the Champions League where they're saying we'll just make it for the big names. You know, so nobody's allowed as a winner.
There's a rant for that. That's lined up.
Yeah,
I've got a rant for that.
Do you want to do it now?
No, it's in the barrel for another time because I need more time than we've got to to fully explain my venom.
It's just horrendous that.
What I can do is I can just interject and just tell the whole of 2016 to go fuck itself.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, is there any way this year could get any worse?
Well, yeah.
Because I don't really think there is.
I've got one way. If you're a player at Man City, imagine this, you're devastated by world politics. I imagine they're quite engaged with the world of politics, Man City players. You're devastated by Brexit because your wage is going to go down if you move abroad. Sami Nasri, he's talked about how Guardiola has banned sex after midnight at Man City.
No way.
Yeah, he says those who
shouldn't be having sex at the workplace anyway.
That's just
trying to do some photocopying.
They've only got 15 secretaries. There's 11 first team players. You know, it's just like.
Well, and Samir, wait until you've been with a girl more than about a year and a half. They ban sex after midnight anyway.
Yeah, and imagine in Bahrain, which is where this is pretty frowned upon in general, I imagine. Yeah. But sex with one woman is definitely frowned upon. We'll have to edit that out. I don't want the Bahraini people coming after me. They've got money. he says, those who want to have relations, it's before midnight. I'm not going to do the accent. It's before midnight because you must have a good night's sleep. He did that with Messi, who since then was not injured muscularly. What muscle is he talking about?
It's the love muscle.
Is this another one like a twang banjo string?
So I think I know where Guardiola's got this from. Gremlins.
Oh, so, yes.
What you do, you don't get them wet, you don't forget to send them a birthday cake, and you don't fuck them after midnight. And that way you have Yaya Toure as a great present for your kids. That's right, isn't it?
Pep Guardiola is a massive fan of 80s.
Yeah. That is the plot of Gremlins.
That is it.
If you pour water on Yaya, if you're near Yaya Toure, pour water on him and see if a load of Ivory Coast footballers pop out of his back with weird haircuts. And go on a rampage.
Is that what the African Cup of Nations like managers are going out like, quickly, pour some water on the African Player of the Year and we'll win the World Cup generally? So what was the gizmo was the little furry one, wasn't he? You're saying like Yaya Toure is like a kind of gizmo of the Premier League.
Well, I'm presuming.
That is, I don't know if we can follow that.
Well, I've got, just to go back to my 2016 can go fuck itself. I've got an equivalency.
Yeah.
But how I was thinking about this earlier, and what is 2016 like? And this is what it's like. Ali, you're a Spurs fan, right?
I am.
So, let me paint a little word picture for you. You've just come home from White Hart Lane having watched Arsenal destroy Spurs 4-0. Mm. Right? Yep. You're devastated.
Yep.
You go in, your girlfriend... You get home, your girlfriend, she's going down on your mum. Oh, God, what's this? You look in the corner. Your dad's having a wank while finishing off your beer. That's it, there's no more beer. So you flee in horror. And what happens? You run over the fucking dog. That's 2016. That's what that is.
And all of that's going to have to be edited out. So, yeah. Like, you know, it's absolutely fine. So, let's just swear continuously as just a breaking point.
That is what it's the Nickelback of years, 2016.
That is a great reference. That is good, yeah, we'll have that. Yeah. Hashtag GTO paper. We patented that. That's ours. Can I just stop that image of Ali's like mum going down.
No, the thing is, that look you've got on football? Your face, that is the look I've had on my face through the entirety of 2016. That look of what the fuck have I just seen?
It started with Bowie and it just didn't stop after that.
Yeah, Kermit the Frog's next.
Fuck.
Seriously.
I can't take this anymore.
Beloved people are going to continue.
Can we please come back to football as a refuge from the horrendousness? Because it's a horrendous time in the world. But great news, everybody. The football's back next week.
Yay!
I generally will forget about everything that's happened.
Reasons to be cheerful.
Reasons to be cheerful.
One, two, three.
There we are.
Okay, so you want to do some predictions for this week?
Might as well.
Yeah, so what do you think is going to be a...
Oh, that was quiet.
That was very subtle.
Goal fest.
Goal fest. Oh, I'd be excited about it.
What do you think is going to be a goal fest?
I have got a little eye... A little beady eye on Southampton Liverpool, because not just because I'm a Liverpool fan and I think they'll run riot again. I think Southampton with Charlie Austin, you know,
it's going to have a lot of goals in it.
Yeah, Liverpool, terrible defence. Southampton at home, what a scorcher! I'm going to be looking forward to streaming that from Al Jazeera. It's going to be absolutely superb.
I think also Palace, Man City's got goals in it because I just do not trust Man City's defence.
And with Benteke rampaging through. He's in my team, of course. Looking forward to that. So I reckon that'll be it.
Any thoughts, Ali?
Well, I'm just looking here. I don't know why, but I think Chelsea might do a number on Middlesbrough.
No, you're so wrong.
Why? Why?
Because I predicted last time that Middlesbrough's defence would hold out against Man City, and I was right.
Yeah.
Now they're playing at home against Chelsea. It'd be one of those ones, like, you know, where the waves breaking against a cliff. Mm. So I've put down as that, well, a snooze fest is not the word for it, but I think that...
I'm not going to do it.
No, you can do it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Snooze fest!
You're wrong.
That's not the word for it at all. Like, those are not the words. But I think that a 0-0 could be on the cards there. And what a surprise that would be.
Do you know what I've written next to Middlesbrough-Chelsea? Shock? Question mark.
Definitely. Ooh. Well, exclamation mark as well? Are you?
Well, why not?
No, because it wouldn't be proper punctuation.
It's Middlesbrough have turned it on against Arsenal. I mean, they've ridden their luck, absolutely. But lest we forget that when Chelsea held out against Barcelona through pure luck, we were told what a defensive masterclass it was.
True.
So,
I mean, looking ahead, for if you like Middlesbrough defenders, as I do, I mean, we're not going to... I did a thing where I had predictions for the next three times, but they've got a great fix. They've got Leicester away next week, Middlesbrough, and then they're into home at Hull. So Middlesbrough could be a really good shout for any players this week. I think they're a points fest, defenders for Middlesbrough. Who would have thought it?
Yeah, I'll tell you what your snooze fest is. It's Everton-Swansea.
Yeah, that could be. Although Everton have got the possibility of running right, they've got a good run of fixtures coming up. So, tempting Lukaku, surely.
Yeah, but Brad Bobley's gonna.
Yeah,
he's gonna sort of. He's just gonna say to him, just don't lose, and so they're gonna play 10 behind the ball.
Trust an American to sort it out. That's basically what they're doing, which is great.
He should be made to go out on the pitch and apologise, shouldn't he?
Yeah, he should do
on behalf of my country. I'm sorry.
I'd like to see it. Let's start a Twitter trend. Hashtag GTO paper. So Bradley apology. Yeah.
Very quickly before we go, what do you think is going to be a
points fest?
As you say, Everton Swansea. You're saying that's a snooze fest, or
I think so. Yeah. I'm looking at Watford Leicester and Spurs West Ham.
Yeah.
I think they've both got a lot of potential for points.
Watford have got some great fixtures coming up as well. I think Troy Deeney, vlogging his magic set at the moment, good to see him branching out, is a great shout. Not Igalo, he was a great
pick
last season, not doing it. As you say, away, Vardy might score for England and come back and have a good performance, but that would be a really good shout as a points fest, Watford Leicester.
And I would also just very quickly argue that Man United-Arsenal has the potential to finally be a classic.
Do you think?
After years of being just garbage.
No,
I think
wrong.
It's got potential.
No, you're wrong. Play the end credits.
Well,
I'm not talking over it.
You're not going to say goodbye, see you next week? Or
no, because I'm going to debate this after we've finished.
I've been Tony DiRigo. What are you going to do about that?
I've been right about Man United versus Arsenal being rubbish.
Oh, you've been Graham Lassow.
Oh, I'll tell you what. He's got some great views on The Guardian and politics. How have you been, Ali?
No, I've been Andy Sinton.
Oh, great stuff.
Yeah. Sheffield Wednesday Andy Sinton or Spurs Andy Sinton?
Sheffield Wednesday Andy Sinton.
Mike, don't come back.